David Brown, yes.
Where are you from?
Warrenton, Virginia. I took a ride in a Stearman, just like the one that I own, when I was 14. I bought the ride at a local air show for $12.50 for a 10-minute ride. When I went up in that airplane, it really just changed my life as far as, you know, I looked around, I saw the cornfields from the air and the spinning of the wing around over the ground, and I just thought that was just the neatest thing. So I started volunteering at the air show and started getting experience flying the airplanes, that the pilots would let me get 5 minutes of stick time, you know, as they took the airplane back to put it away and things like that. Or they'd give us a little quick flight at the end of the show day. I started learning to fly when I turned 17 at the local airport, which is only a couple miles away.
That's what I was going to ask, because it sounds like you're the third pilot I've talked to, and it sounds like most start flying before they even start driving.
Yeah, and I could not believe that I soloed when I was 17 and could go rent a Cessna from this FBO. They would allow me, at 17 years old, to go rent a Cessna by myself and fly it all around the county and come back, and I was signed off to solo this airplane. And you have to be 21 to rent a car. Yeah, so the flying has been a sideline of mine, and I've always been associated with this air show that I first started with, which is called the Flying Circus. And they started in 1970 in Virginia. A group of local pilots had some biplanes, and they all got together and said, hey, let's have this show and, you know, demonstrate our airplanes to the public, sell a few rides, and have fun. So I got involved with that in about 1975, 76 time frame. The air show is based on a kind of a barnstorming theme. 1930s era. So we have comedy flying, we have aerobatic flying, we have formation flying, we have skydivers, wing walkers. We have several levels of aerobatics there. Our first level is the steerman we demonstrate, and I fly that act demonstrating what the stock steerman would do. Comedy flying, we have a kind of a guy that simulates being the Black Baron from World War I, and he comes out dressed up like the Baron, and we have a damsel in distress, you know, the Fifi. So they have some comedy skits they do on the ground, and one of the acts is, well, the Baron sees one of our other airplanes demonstrating a 1930s mailbag pickup, where he flies through a rope and picks a bag up off the ground, hooks it on the tail, and carries it away. And he said, well, he can do the same thing, but he's going to pick up a female. So he talks Fifi into going out and hooking her up in this harness with this rope, and he's going to fly by with his Baron airplane and pick up the female bag instead of the mailbag. He's going to pick up the female bag. But the suit is rigged with some Velcro, and it pulls off of the girl, and she's left standing there in her bloomers running off the field, and as she's duped by the Baron, you know, and trying to be part of the air show, and all she wanted was a free ride, you know. And so there's some comedy. Then we have another act where we have some balloons on the ground, and the Baron says, you know, he has a special phonetic bullets in his gun that will, you know, he just says the word, and he can shoot from the airplane, and they will hit the balloons. But we actually have the girl behind the thing popping the balloons with a pin. And on the last one, the thing falls over, and he's exposed for his dastardly, you know, trying to keep up with the air show guys with his act, you know. And it's really kind of funny, you know. It's corny humor and, you know, slapstick type stuff. But we also have helium balloons we release and hit with a propeller. So we have a formation of aircraft break off, and they come in. And that was something I've heard they used as target practicing many years ago. They would set off a balloon, and you had to lead the balloon. And in order to hit it with the prop, you had to be able to follow a target with the wind and speed of your aircraft and everything else. And it's harder than it sounds. So you have an 8-foot propeller, and you're doing 100 miles an hour, and there's this balloon blowing, and you have to try to connect that propeller with that balloon right at the right second that'll pop it. Well, I work as a flight instructor part-time, too, with a steerman. So I take, you know, if somebody wants to purchase a steerman, they need a flight instructor that knows how to fly the steerman. So I fly with them in their airplane to get them, you know, up to speed so they can fly it by themselves. So in doing that, I have flown steermans to Texas from Virginia. I've flown them to Florida and back. Then last year, I flew a T-6 Warbird out to Idaho for a customer and delivered it and came back. So those are little aerial adventures, you know, that you get to take. And I think everybody that flies air shows recognizes that it is a little bit more hazardous type flying, because you're flying lower and you're doing things that, you know, normally you're not allowed to do. No, I guess one of my most notable passengers is being able to fly World War II pilots who actually learned to fly in the Stearman. And I have one right now. He's a retired Air Force colonel who soloed a Stearman just like mine in 1942. And he went on to fly in the war. He flew P-38s in Europe, flew with General Robin Olds in the squadron, the 434th Fighter Squadron in England. He came to the air show about 8-9 years ago, viewed the show, and I took him up after the show, let him fly the Stearman a little bit, and he's become a regular now. He comes out 3 or 4 times a year, put him in the front, and he likes to go out and fly the airplane around. So this year he's turning 96, and I'll be flying with him again on his birthday, October 3rd.
Cool.
And been selling rides in it ever since, which has been popular. Now it's turned into my retirement job. So I can say that I'm actually, other than my side duty in the Air Force that I'll do for another couple years as a reservist, that's my full-time job, is being a barnstormer, flying around in a biplane selling rides.
Yeah.
When I first bought the airplane was in 2002, and that's when I joined kind of the Stearman Group as an owner and started coming here. But I didn't bring the airplane here until 2011, just because I was flying air shows with it in Virginia, and it's 700 miles here from Virginia, and that takes, 2 days to get here and 2 days back generally, and I just didn't have the time to stay away from work, get the Stearman here, and miss the air show schedule that I was flying in Virginia. So I would just get on an airliner. We would fly out here for a few days. And,
okay.
But I've attended the fly-in since 2002. But then 2011 was a big, the 40th. Mm-hmm. And so I had my pilot that's flying with me now. He said, we really should take the Stearman out. And so I bit the bullet, took more time off from work, brought the Stearman out. And I haven't not, I've stopped, I mean, I'm taking it to fly in now every year since then. And then I kind of fell into the ride business out here, flying rides back there. But then we found a niche for selling aerobatic rides out here, which they didn't have anybody that had ever done that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I teamed up with Robert Preston, who, is selling the regular type rides. And so he does the regular rides and I do the aerobatic rides. So. If they've never done it before, we take them up and we just kind of gently work them through a couple maneuvers, talking them through it so they get a feel for it and, explain it. And it's really no different than a roller coaster other than the fact that it's one maneuver at a time and it's so much smoother. You're out in the open air. So it's not like flying, the fighter pilot flying in an F-16 type thing and getting jerked around doing 8 Gs and throwing up in the bag. It's not that type of to fly. It's very gentle. I rarely have anybody that gets sick in the biplane because, we work with them, and the whole idea is to try to have everybody have a great experience. And
right.
Saturday, I'll be doing an aerobatic demonstration here under waiver at 2:30. And really, that's just to kind of showcase the Stearman, what it'll do, with aerobatics. So for that, I usually start off with some altitude, and I work my way down lower to the ground, and we'll be doing loops and Cuban eights and hammerhead, as long as the weather cooperates. I tried to do it last year, and we had a lot of wind, so I had to kind of alter the routine a little bit. If the wind is cooperative on Saturday, which it looks like it's going to be fairly moderate, I'll be able to do a pretty good demonstration. If you've never seen a Stearman loop from about 400 feet, you should come out and see that.